Chapter 4. Jane's Book of Memory, written in the days and weeks following the crash. An explanation for whoever reads this. My memory has been returning slowly since the crash, except for the past 3 years. So I'm a 17-year-old who feels like a 14-year-old, and Dr. K said I should write down what I remember, that this would help me. Because my amnesia, she says, might have two causes, the physical damage and the emotional shock. Might have. We don't know definitely. If there is emotional shock that is blocking my memory, here several words are scratched out, then writing might help me remember, work through my issues. Kamala makes an air quote when I say issues. So grateful she is standing by me. Also, sometimes when amnesiacs can't remember, they make up stories to fill in the blanks. This is called confabulation. And so I record what I remember to be true so I don't fill in the blanks wrong. I could lie to myself and never know. Dr. K doesn't want me confabulating. So, I remember most of the big details of my life up until I was 14. My family, my friends, school. But high school years are a blank. I don't remember my dad dying when I was a freshman. I don't remember how I felt after he died. Apparently, I had some issues. Dr. K thinks losing Dad and the crash are sort of bookends of my lost years. Sometimes from that lost period, there will be a fleeting image, a blip of memory. I don't always know what it means or what I'm remembering. So I am supposed to write down important moments in my life that I do remember, and if I have memories that return, write those down as well. Dr. K told me to write down this journal instead of talking into a digital recorder on my phone, since I like to write. Although I think Mom probably bragged about being a writer, too, because she always says it's genetic, that I'm not at all like my dad. So, here are some things that I remember. 1. Must always remember the look on my...